In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Yesterday, January 22nd, was the 43rd anniversary of Roe versus Wade, the Supreme Court decision, which effectively removed virtually all limits on abortion in the United States. And on that day, several hundred thousand people, men and women and children of all ages, gathered in Washington, D.C. to march from the White House to the Supreme Court. I wasn't able to be with them, but I did celebrate a private mass in the rectory for the victims of abortion. And it's interesting that the mass which the church asks us to celebrate on that day is the mass for peace. We celebrate the mass for peace because abortion is an act of violence, a grave sin against life, peace, and justice. It is an act of violence first against the unborn child who is murdered helpless in his or her mother's womb. It is an act of violence against the integrity of the body and soul of the mother who is brutally mutilated. And it is an act of violence against society, which is governed by laws for the protection of the innocent. And there is no one more innocent than an unborn child. The gospel for the Mass of Peace is John 20:19-23, which concerns the appearance of Jesus to his disciples after his resurrection. When it was late the same day, the first of the week, and the doors were shut, where the disciples were gathered together for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be to you." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples therefore were glad when they saw the Lord. He said therefore to them again, "Peace be to you. As the Father hath sent me, I also send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them, and he said to them, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven them, and whose sins you shall retain, they are retained." It is important to note that it was only after his resurrection that Jesus gave his disciples the power to forgive sins. The passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord healed the wounds of human sin and destroyed the power of death, and offered to us the promise of new and everlasting life. The sacrament of penance has the same effect in our individual lives as the Paschal mystery has in the life of humanity. It heals the wounds of sin, whether those wounds are self-inflicted or caused by the cruelty of others. It breaks down the walls of isolation and fear in the dead soul and restores it to health and happiness. And it gives new strength to the penitent, filling him or her with the joy of the Holy Ghost and the peace of God which passes all understanding. Last fall, I was honored to be asked to serve as spiritual director on a Rachel's Vineyard retreat. Rachel's Vineyard is an organization sponsored by each diocese in the United States for the healing of victims of abortion. It is mostly women who go to these retreats, but men, the fathers or boyfriends, or anyone involved in the abortion are also invited to attend. The people on the retreat share their stories, they receive the sacrament of confession, they give their aborted children names and write letters to them, and the weekend concludes with the celebration of Mass. It is a very powerful and life-affirming experience, and one that I would wholeheartedly recommend to any woman or man who is struggling with the guilt of abortion. Jesus did not come into our world to condemn the world, but to offer us his life and love. But in order to share that life and love, we first need to recognize and make reparation for the sins we have committed, both as individuals and as a society, against the peace and justice of God's perfect kingdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.